Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss Tinashe versus Lance Armstrong, Harry Styles as the latest victim of rabid fans in an audience, the Hollywood takeover of Flo and Jamie from Progressive, and the man who likes to roll himself up in carpet and get stepped on. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Hello! I was yawning. The truth is we count down and Corey did the speediest count, include it, so that everyone knows how quickly. I thought I had time to yawn, not that I had a choice.
You want me to be the fucking Tootsie Pop Owl.
A one. What do you mean?
A two. A two. You want me to count like that? Maybe if we're going.
You're unafraid to reference going. Or not reference. However, I would imagine most of our beloved listeners don't know the Tootsie Pop Owl.
Honey, I think you're underestimating the big, big brains of our big, big audience.
Well, there's only one way to find out. Everybody send your... Send a sample of your brain.
Are they going to say, everybody say sausage, keep it going.
Everybody say sausage. Corey, how are
Wait,
you?
Wait, I have one more thing to talk about the brain, and then you can ask me how
And then
I am.
What? And then you're done? Yep. All your topics are... Okay.
Did you go to school, high school, with boys who would grab their nuts in the locker room and be all, want to see the brain?
No.
I feel like guys.
I wish.
I feel like guys did that. They would choke their nuts and be all, want to see the brain.
No. I think men, the gentlemen at my school
were gentlemen.
They knew not to lure me.
To show you their sack.
They knew not to tease me with the sack because, that punishment would be not punishment.
Yeah, they were all, want to see the brain.
They thought you were one of them. Well, they did not think I was one of them.
I am very mask passing.
They knew I wanted to see the brain. I gave off gay and mad scientists. They especially did not want to give me access to brain.
I thought you gave off zombies. He was going to eat the brains.
No, mad scientist, like Dexter vibes.
You think I know who Dexter is?
You think I know who Dexter is?
Are you talking about...
Oh, I mean laboratory, not man who eats or kills.
Well,
or
the good news is I thought you were talking about Dexter's laboratory, so we were on the same page, because I squirtingly don't know who that is. Okay, so hey, how are you? Done talking about sacks already?
we used that topic quick.
Yeah.
I'm well. I'm good. It's, you know, it's July. I just had to check the calendar.
It sure is.
And you know, we're more than halfway through the year, man. Another year gone, man.
Hell yeah, brother.
Hell yeah, brother.
Does it make you sad? Are you thinking about time just passing by?
No, I don't know. It's time passing does not make me sad, I don't think.
Hey. Huh. The two curls of your hair, one on each side, kind of looks like a bull's horns.
I can't see myself right now, so I'm going to have to trust you. Am I giving uns mein Gott?
It is serving and swerving.
Am I giving a little boy sucked into a tube at Willy Wonka's factory or what?
Yeah, I took a picture. Maybe I'll post it somewhere.
Okay. On the Patreon?
Just joshing for the pod.
All right. Do you have anything to talk about today?
I do. I didn't know if we wanted to start the episode with our new segment.
We can. We
should. Do you know what segment I'm talking about?
Who threw what at who, when, and where?
I thought our segment was called Guess Who Got Hit in the Face.
Okay. And who got hit in the face this week? Harry Styles.
I have two. That's okay. Maybe because we missed last week. I don't know. I have two.
Who else?
Okay. Harry Styles got hit in the face with what was a bracelet. I didn't see what it was, but I saw the headline. Harry Styles.
He got hit in the eye.
Hit in the eye with, who's throwing stuff? What generation do you think's out there throwing stuff?
Drunk teenagers.
Is that it?
If I had to guess.
Is Gen Z going to be known for eating Tide Pods and throwing things at concerts?
And blinding Harry Styles?
Maybe. These people won't stop until we're watching a hologram performance of Harry Styles.
Hey, speaking of hologram performance, did you see Drake performed at his concert with a hologram version of his younger self?
To the song Younger Self?
I don't know. Does he have a song? I couldn't name a single Drake song. I could not with a gun to my head.
I could name three.
I couldn't name a single Drake song. Couldn't name a single Drake album.
How could anyone forget Mr. Shoe's cover of Hotline Bling?
Oh, Hotline Bling. Oh my God. That feels like a lifetime ago.
It was never covered on Glee. but can you imagine?
Not really, honestly. I don't know. I feel like Trump did a parody of that
Trump?
On SNL. Yes.
Trump was on SNL and did Hotline Bling?
Maybe it's all a dream. I don't know. Somebody did.
I didn't see that. But it's what's coming to us if these kids these days, nowadays, you know.
So, yeah. Who else got hit in the face?
Well, okay. Now, I would like to know your thoughts on this.
I don't think anything should be thrown on stage, period. Even if it's a gift, even if it's a love letter, even if it's a this, that, the other, even if you're returning something to the stage that got thrown off the stage, nothing goes on the stage from the audience.
Okay, well, period. Then you're going to love this. There was a fan in the front row of the Machine Gun Kelly concert, and he had a sign that said, I came from Mexico for you to punch me in the face.
Oh.
And so Machine Gun Kelly saw it and was like, oh, dude, I don't know. And then later went down there and punched him in the face because he wanted it.
You know what? I will say this. I saw the video and I thought, this is fun. This is all right.
Should you hold a sign at the Gaga concert that's all spit in my mouth, mama?
No.
But you know when ring she, out your sweaty you know when the, hair in my mouth. You.
Oh my God. You, a guy. Did I tell you about this?
You're about to.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
It sounds vaguely familiar.
There I was in San Francisco for New Year's at what's that thing we went to?
Oh yeah.
It's Breakfast like the of morning Champions. Of New Year's Breakfast of Champions. And I was so sweaty and somebody that I'm friends with hugged me and I was like, ooh, sorry, I'm so sweaty and gross. And he took my hair and he rang it out into his mouth and he goes, I like it. I was like, well,
how much did you charge?
Discharge?
Yeah, I guess.
I was like, you just got a mouthful of high hold low shine crew, but I guess go off.
Not high hold, low shine. American crew. Well,
honestly, can I tell you something? Over the years, I've really evolved my crew, American crew.
You really had all the products.
Usage. I really used to use high hold, low shine. I have moved on. I am low hold, low shine.
Whoa.
And it really is something spectacular. Whoa. With long hair, yeah. As you can see right now.
Low hold, low shine. Yeah. Do you think that the guy who stole my high hold, low shine listens to the pod?
No, because I've been talking about that high hold, low shine for a long, long time. And a lot of people bring it up to me. A lot of people will say.
Is it what you're known for?
I remember when you got your hair product stolen from a hookup, and I say, well, we really do go back.
Do they ever acknowledge me in that, the true victim?
No, they don't. No, most people don't. Most people say, wow. Most people don't even know that you were involved.
Wow. And I.
And who am I to correct
And them? I, the true victim. I had to go work at the bank with no hair product. What a day I had.
This man who wants to get punched in the face, is it sexual or is it like dominated? He wants to be dominated. Is it just like I would like a unique claim to fame or what's going on there?
Well, funny you should ask because here he is, caller number 3.
Hello? Hello? There's a guy in New York City. Well, first of all, have you heard of New York, the Big Apple? Have you heard of New York City?
Yeah, I heard of it.
Okay, it's one of these up and coming liberal elite bubbles. Up-and-comers. Yeah, bubbles. And so there's a man.
Okay, hi man.
In the Big Apple, he wraps himself up in carpet. Very like Room. Did you see Room?
Yes, Jacob Tremblay in Room. Yeah,
Jacob Tremblay is the fumbling
Room child in the room.
Who wraps himself up in carpet, famously wraps himself up in carpet.
Yes.
Room boy.
Carpet boy.
Carpet boy. Well, this man in New York City, the Big Apple, has taken a page out of Room Boy's book. He wraps himself up in carpet. And he places himself in the middle of the sidewalk in New York City, which is the Big Apple, and famously.
Say Big Apple one more time.
And hoping that people don't know that he's in the carpet and that they walk and they step on him and walk over him and stuff. Because he likes to be stepped on.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he gets like picked up, taken into their house.
No.
Does someone have to him out, or does he Jacob Tremblay his way out at the end of the day?
I don't know. I don't know. Well, the reason this, I knew
what
about
if someone
this man.
Spilled hot coffee on it.
I knew about this man, but he came back into my periphery recently because there was a Troye Sivan Rush poster on top of the carpet,
and he Troye was in that.
And he was in the carpet.
No.
And Troye posted it on his Instagram story and was like, I condone
being carpet man.
This is not a viral. This is not my doing. Just to clarify.
But here we are.
But I thought, you know what? Good for everyone involved. Troy's getting some good promo out of that. That man's getting some good steppings out of it. The carpet's getting... You know,
when
carpeted.
When you see carpet like that on the street, do you stomp on it? I think I would have. I would avoid.
A lot of people do. Well, it's in the middle of the sidewalk. You're trying to step all the way over.
Do you think it walks out of his house with it all the way rolled up and has to like two foot hop all the way to the corner he wants to be at?
I don't know. We need 60
Does
minutes.
Does he
or whoever.
Stop, drop, and roll?
I don't know. We need to get in there.
Welcome guest number 2 of the episode.
Steppy girl.
How short is he? Steppy. I think I would be too tall for that.
Well.
That's a tall king. Yeah, tall king can't roll up in a carpet.
Hey, honestly, I was recently watching Aladdin.
Which one?
the live action.
Okay, I forgot they even made that a live action.
So then why'd you ask which one?
Because I recently remembered.
Well, when are we going to get the magic carpet backstory?
Origin story.
There is something there. IP, hello.
Yeah, I think let's do it. Let's write it. Let's do it.
Okay, fine. Fine.
The carpet. Yeah.
Yes. How did it end up with all those riches inside of that lion sand?
Where did the carpet was trapped down in the gutters with the lamp?
Yes, and to me, it's giving like, the carpet has been silenced, you know, the carpet can't talk. So like, what is the carpet trying to say? What has the carpet always wanted to say? What was the carpet doing before it got turned into
magic?
The carpet?
What's a carpet's name?
Or was it just always carpet?
You think its name's carpet?
Everyone calls it carpet.
I know, but I'm saying, what's its real name?
Or rug?
What's its real carpet. Name?
Rug.
And when did it become magic? And when it was when it was trapped down in that thing, how was it stuck? Do you recall?
With a rock, maybe.
Stuck with a rock. Wow.
All of these questions have yet to be answered, and that's why I'm saying we need a prequel.
He couldn't just cut off his arm like in, what was that, like 27 hours later or some shit?
127 hours.
Damn. Yes. How long do you think that rug was down there?
At least 127 hours.
For sure.
At least.
For sure, man.
For sure. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Hey, you want to know what else is longer than 127 hours?
What?
Well, since you asked. Did you see that they locked 4 people in a Mars simulation for like a year?
Okay, I think it was more than 4 people. Or was it only 4 people?
It's just 4 people. It just started like a month ago. They went in.
Okay, Tinashe?
No.
Lance Armstrong?
No, it was like scientists and shit.
Oh, I'm thinking of something else. Maybe
you're thinking of that TV show. It's called Stars on Mars.
Yes. What are you talking about?
I'm talking about for real. NASA, virtual Mars habitat, 4 volunteers for a year.
Boo, boring.
Four volunteers just entered a virtual Mars made by NASA, and they won't be back for a year. They have to go for 378 days. Could you do it?
Yeah, obviously. How much are they getting paid?
It doesn't say that, but I was right. It's like scientist Kelly, engineer Ross, physician Nathan, microbiologist Anka. There they are.
Anyway, the real topic here is that celebrity Mars, whatever the hell.
I hadn't even heard of Stars on Mars until like a week ago. So who's the press for this? Who's promote?
The press?
Where's the word of mouth? Is anyone watching?
Stars of Mars.
Stars on Mars. All I know is Portia Williams
Fox,
is there.
All new tonight at 8 p.m. Tonight. Mondays at 8 p.m.
Well, I'm busy. That's when I'm watching Claim to Fame.
Okay, so William Shatner, Lance Armstrong, Natasha Leggero,
Portia Williams,
Marshawn Lynch.
He's a football
Christopher
player.
Christopher Mintz Plasse. That's the guy that was in Superbad. He's the one with the ID.
Why don't they have
McLovin?
Why isn't Trisha Paytas or Tanya Khan there?
Adam Rippon, Rhonda Rousey, Tom Schwartz, Richard Sherman, Tinashe, Portia Williams, Tallulah Willis, and Ariel Winter.
Oh, from Modern Family?
Yes. Okay, so they're all doing what?
I don't know. You brought this up.
the description of the show is 12 celebrities land on Mars, but Mars is in quotes.
Well, hell yeah.
Which does not bode well for the reality of the situation.
Well, just so you know, these scientists are also on a fake Mars.
Quote unquote Mars. Well, the only reason I bring it up was because Lance Armstrong was going off about trans people playing in sports and how they shouldn't be
on the show.
On the show.
Certified cheater himself is worried about fucking other people playing sports when he fucking cheated.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And Tinashe had something to say.
What'd she say?
I don't remember.
Shut your whore mouth.
She was on the right side of her story.
She said, shut your whore mouth.
Well, she approached trying to help him understand that he's othering people. She kept saying otherizing, and I was thinking, I think it's just othering.
Okay.
But, you know, who am I to judge? So, but Adam Rippon and Miss Ariel Winter were in the dining room whispering about it. I saw a clip. I don't know.
I guess I'll have to look it up.
But Tinashe really stood for the people. And I thought, you know what? Tinashe's always been right.
They really let Adam Rippon and Gus do everything. It's like the only two gay athletes that exist, so they get to be on everything.
Either that or they reach out and say they want to do it. Which, if I were to guess something about Adam Rippon,
I want to go to Mars with Tinashe.
Yes, he seems the type to be like, please let me know about stupid, silly, weird opportunities.
Yeah.
He seems to do a lot of
them. Universe, let me know about stupid, silly, weird opportunities. I could be down.
Yeah, you have to put it out there. Yeah, life is about asking for what you want. For example, in Drag Race All Stars 8, Priyanka, a lip sync assassin, from Canada season one winner.
Okay.
She said at the Roscoe's thing, she said that she reached out and told the production that she wanted to be a lip sync assassin that season. And so then they invited her. You have to, if you want something, you cannot wait for the phone call. You have to ask.
I'm going to get on Threads and ask.
Tag them and drag them.
Hey, did you watch any of the new Black Mirror episodes? Are you into that?
I am into it, but I have not watched any of it yet.
Great. So I guess I can't talk about it at all.
Okay. Well, then perfect. send me what titles I should watch.
Well, there's only five new episodes, I think, for what dropped in June.
I have been meaning to watch them, but it's something that Hudson does not watch. So it's like I'm kind of just waiting.
There's a good space one that I was going to talk about, but I guess I won't because...
What was that?
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Speaking of Magnolia Crawford...
You don't want to speak about Drag Race All-Stars?
Magnolia Crawford? Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yes.
Magnolia Crawford.
Yes.
She has pivoted her Instagram...
To
AI art of... There's one of RuPaul fracking. There's one of Oprah and Mike Pence kissing. There's one of... Donald Trump and Obama kissing. That's all I have to say about that.
Wow.
I just linked you.
Should we get one of me and you kissing?
Kissy girls. Kiss. What? Request a special AI art from Magnolia?
Kissy Christmas.
I don't know about that. Hey, did you go to the Barbie premiere?
Does Oprah like Mike Pence?
Did you go to the Barbie premiere?
I'm not talking about Barbie.
Why not?
Did you see it?
Not yet.
I can't watch movies with Will Ferrell in it, and you know that.
Oh, yeah, I did not.
I'm going to need, what was it? What was it called that you had that cut out all the cuss words from your DVD? Oh.
Well, when we were growing up, my family was... Part of my family, some of my family, was very like, we can't watch violence or swears or sex or anything like, you know, drugs. And so there was a thing you could put a DVD into, and it would recognize which DVD it is. And people could automatically save which parts, like which timestamps to cut out for each DVD. So like, you could like,
yeah.
your parents could just put it in and then you wouldn't see anything.
You wouldn't see Bambi die. So what was that called?
I don't know.
Oh, well, I need it for Will Ferrell in movies.
Okay.
But the problem is he's never like a cameo. He's always got to be part of the plot.
Yeah, he's the villain, right?
Yeah, I'm not trying to listen to him.
Well, did you see the red carpet of the premiere? Who was there?
I was...
Flo and Jamie of Progressive.
Who's Jamie?
Jamie is the guy.
Okay. They think they have someone that's popular that's a guy now?
Yeah, Flo and Jamie.
Why can't...
You would recognize
why
them.
Can't Flo just... Why can't women have anything? Now there's got to be a Jamie?
Well, to me, it's coming across like, oh, they're going to have some IP involved, and then it's going to become like... Remember the caveman show?
Oh, God. It only had two episodes.
Well... I posted about this this picture of the two of them at the Barbie premiere, and somebody replied to me saying the most disturbing tweet. Let me pull it up. They said, well, first somebody replied to my tweet. I said, this is a Black Mirror episode of Flo and Jamie from Progressive walking the carpet of Barbie. And somebody replied, I kind of love them because every powerful woman needs her gay boyfriend at her side. And then somebody whose username is Queen of Spraying said, said, no, he is straight. I have a fantasy where I eat out Flo and Jamie inserts his fat, juicy flesh bat inside of me and fills me with his sticky goo. And I thought, well, we will never have this type of discourse on Threads. Threads can never have this level of disgusting that Twitter can achieve.
Okay, well, here I am at your Twitter, and Jamie does not look familiar.
Oh, well, he does now.
But
the marketing has begun, baby.
Why wasn't Jamie the villain?
From Progressive?
Yes.
The villain of what? Barbie?
The reply that person... I'm looking for the reply.
Anyway.
Anyway. Kids these days, nowadays.
Did you see Charlie XCX and Cynthia Lee Fontaine fighting on Twitter?
No. But I would like to see the cuckoo.
It wasn't very interesting. In fact, both of them had things that they had to say, and I don't think either were hearing each other's side. But more importantly, the headline of Cynthia Lee Fontaine and Charlie XCX fighting on Twitter is interesting to me without getting into the details.
Read it to me. I'm
No, that's it. That's it. The more you read about it, the less interesting it becomes.
Oh, you're just saying the fact that they were fighting is yes. The headline. I thought you were saying like Pop Crave was all the girls are at it again.
No, I almost quote tweeted it and said the girls are fighting, but then I didn't want to get involved.
Did Charlie XCX judge her on her season or her second season?
I don't know. Well, do you really want to know?
No,
Charlie
XCX
is posting about Kim Petras and okay, so there we go. There we go.
So does Oprah love Mike Pence or what?
I don't know.
Okay.
I saw a clip recently of Oprah having Mariah Carey on the show, and Mariah Carey was lip syncing during her performance on Oprah, and apparently you can see the moment Oprah realizes that she's lip syncing, and you can tell she's annoyed.
Oh no.
You know, I've pieced together most of what I've just said from context clues, so maybe I've made all of it up.
Maybe it's Maybelline. What's my secret?
Yeah. What's my secret? Half of the topics I talk about on Psychobabble could be just made up.
Hey, did you see they tweeted they're officially dragging Grimace back behind the curtain?
Well, they milked him dry. They have to put him out of his misery, send him off to the gentle barn.
I tweeted at them and I said they should put it to a vote. Fuck that Ronald McDonald bitch clown. It's about time for his ass to retire.
Oh.
Don't you think?
Who are these other characters in
the McDonald's cinematic universe?
I do know about the McBurglar.
Hamburglar.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, why is Ronald always in charge? It's like, doesn't his presidency have a term limit?
Year of the Clown. It is really the Year of the Clown. Look at Jimbo. Look at Ronald.
What's Ronald doing? Ronald hasn't been out in front shaking hands and kissing babies in a long time. You don't.
I'm just telling you.
You don't hear them naming a new Ronald McDonald shake.
So what's the deal with Grimace? He was a Gemini who celebrated his birthday for a month, and then they took him out to the back to shoot him.
Yeah, they tweeted, "Okay, time for Grimace to go."
That is so sad.
Where's he going?
I'm telling you, off to the barn.
We should start Free Grimace. If it worked for Britney. Out to the barn.
Out to the barn. Or you know what? Like when an animal is like, oh, he can live his life out at the barn.
It's a farm.
Or yes, the farm.
So like, oh, we took Grimace to the farm so he could live his life.
A farm upstate so he could live out his life, his dreams frolicking.
Where he's not,
that's what happened to Grimace.
Not tied up to the milking machine.
Donatella Grimace. Well, you know how in order to have milk from cows, they keep the cows pregnant?
No.
They have to keep cows pregnant so that they can continue to be milked. You don't know this?
No.
Yeah, well, this is part of the reason you should not be drinking milk for many reasons.
I don't drink milk.
I don't either.
And you know I miss it.
Anyway, so like, are they keeping Grimace pregnant the whole time they're milking him?
Yes.
They just stuff cows full of semen.
Yeah.
Lucky.
Somebody has to jerk off the bull, and then they walk over, or steer, or whatever they're called, and then they all... Didn't you ever see them do that at, like, No, I guess not. We had to go to like field trips at Jackson Community College. And one time they were all, well, this cow's getting ready to give birth, and they shackled the legs and dragged the baby out of it.
No, but we once did go to something that felt like a Renaissance experience.
Oh, they have that in Jackson.
Yes, but it was like by the one of the soccer fields.
I think it's usually at Cascades Falls.
Yes, and they had a section where you could churn butter, and I volunteered to churn the butter, and my dad was a chaperone, and I think him seeing me churn butter, he was like, okay, and I had to stop.
Oh, you're talking about, oh God, what was it called? You're talking about the place that was like by Ella Sharp Park.
Yes.
And they would be like, who wants to churn the butter? Who wants to see the old
timing? I got five strokes in before I got pulled off.
It was very, here's what the kids played with at recess. And I remember it was like a hula hoop. And they just like...
A wooden hula hoop?
It was a wooden hula hoop. And you had to run next to it with a stick and keep it rolling next to you.
Oh, yeah.
And they were all, This is what the kids these days nowadays. Kids these days used today.
A lot of youth today are still doing that. Stick with roller, rolling.
Me at the next EDM festival with my wooden hula hoop and stick.
Yeah, you love
you churning butter, though.
Five strokes, max.
Did you get to taste it?
I think so, actually.
You make the stink, you taste the stink.
Famously.
Yeah. Hey, did you have anything else to talk about?
I don't think so.
I don't stink so.
I don't know. Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me starting the Free Grimace Revolution.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, or on Threads, reading about how y'all can't stop throwing stuff at musicians.
Are you on Threads?
I be threading.
You be threading? Okay, word.
Word.
Well, you can find me on the internet. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays on Twitch.
Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays.
Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays, baby! Okay, bye.